Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's show brought to you by Technical Difficulties.
Goddamn right.
Inconclusive Breakdown, episode 144. I'm Justin, joined by Skeets. Vince is here.
I am here.
Mr. Short is stuck in a tin can, but he is here.
I am. On this fucking, I don't know, 2001 Toshiba computer.
Hey, it works.
It works, goddammit, quit bitching.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Alright, this week's show, we will discuss the return of a childhood favorite to Netflix, what will happen to Princess Leia in the next Star Wars movie, social justice run amok at Marvel Comics, the madness that is the life of Alberto Del Rio, a pop star in a video game, and rappers in a boxing ring. Plus, the incident in Fort Lauderdale and Chicago. We will, of course, talk about those. Our top 10 list this week will be people we don't want to see in TVs or movies this year. And plus, as always, your listener questions.
and we're dying, too.
And we're all sick, so this audio quality is great.
It's going to be awesome.
All right, let's just get into a little bit of TV news start off. And as seems to be normal for us, we're starting off with a death. Richard Mackiewicz, otherwise known as Mac, he was the host of Discovery Channel's Future Weapons and also Spike TV's Deadliest Warrior.
Oh, yeah. I saw that on Reddit.
Yeah, he passed away from brain cancer, so that was sad. I like those shows, but he had been sick for a while, sadly. Next thing I have is the trailer came out for NBC's new DC Comics-based show Powerless. I believe I posted this in the Facebook group, didn't I?
Yeah.
All right. Every aspect of the show has been retooled and reworked since we originally reported on this. Originally, it was supposed to take place in an insurance company and all this. No longer. The show is now set in a branch of Wayne Enterprises that is dedicated to developing tools to protect ordinary citizens from collateral damage from superhero fights. Everything from the sets, the roles, and the characters seem to have been changed, so apparently the insurance thing didn't go over, so we'll try this.
Okay.
Next thing I have, Man in the High Castle. Amazon has renewed it for season 3, which is really good because I'm halfway through season 2. Netflix is apparently getting into the Bill Nye business.
No.
Bill Nye Saves the World. Each episode will tackle a topic from a scientific point of view, dispelling myths and refuting anti-scientific claims that may be espoused by politicians, religious leaders, or titans of industry. This doesn't have slanted written all over it.
You know, if it was Beekman doing it, I'd watch it.
Well, yeah, because he'd have the hot chick and the guy in the rat suit.
Hell yeah.
Vince, I need you to write down on your calendar, sir, Sunday, April 30th.
Okay.
That is the return of Twin Peaks on Showtime.
Okay.
All right.
That's not going to stop me.
No. Model Jasmine Leonard has reportedly been kicked off the Celebrity Big Brother UK house for the season after producers accused her of making Islamophobic and transphobic comments. One of the tweets read that all Muslims may not be terrorists, but all terrorists are Muslim.
She ain't wrong.
And another one has to do with Bruce Jenner. Said, called me old-fashioned, call me ignorant, whatever you like. Know that I'm an honest person, and I really can't pretend that I think that's okay on any level.
I want to marry her.
I can see this, and I can't argue with anything she just said. So, but yeah, apparently that's, you can't be on a reality show and say things like that. So,
have actual personal opinions about things.
Yeah. Archer is moving to FXX for season 8, and the new season, which I put the teaser in our Facebook group, is called Archer Dreamland Noir. Will be set, it looks like, in the 40s and 50s. That noir Humphrey Bogart style.
Noice.
Which, considering they did Archer Vice, which is like their Miami Vice ripoff, and it was funny as hell, so. Alright, let's
see. That was good.
Yeah. Now it's time for the childhood favorite being brought back to Netflix.
Lena Dunham's Hairy Circus?
No, we'll get to the Sister Fister later.
Okay.
The Magic School Bus.
Oh, God.
Producer Stu Stone, who originally voiced Ralphie on the show in the 90s, claims that many original cast members have signed on to the project, and that we should also expect a few top-secret celebrity cameos scattered throughout the series. Apparently, Netflix has had this since 2014, but they've been working on getting it right to bring it back, and we should be getting it soon.
Who's Miss Frizzle?
Lily Tomlin.
Okay.
And she's still alive. Yes?
Give it time.
The way it's going, I would have to double check. Vince, get out your tissues. Girl Meets World has been canceled by Disney.
Oh, that's awesome. Good.
I said tissues, not the fucking lotion as you get a hard on. Jesus Christ, you're a little happy about
When's the last episode? Has it been filmed?
I don't know.
Does her and her friend become lesbian lovers? Because I can see that happening.
It is Disney.
Yeah.
Very well could be.
Oh, cool.
We told you about the show Charmed. Remember that? The witch show?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. We told you they possibly could be coming back. We do now know that we are getting a new version of the show from the CW. It is a reimagining of the series, but will not be set in contemporary times. It will take the reboot will take place in 1976. So it's like Stranger Things, where they're going back in time with the setting of the show. So.
Is Rose McGowan going to be in it?
I don't know. She is a crazy bitch.
Yeah, she went nuts.
Yep. Mullet Marilyn Manson dick. Have you ever seen Conan O'Brien's Clueless Gamer on YouTube?
Yeah.
Well, I figured you might have. It's going to get its own series on TBS. They're going to make it into a show. There was also a rumor of Conan's nightly show going to a weekly show. That has been denied, but the rumor's really still sticking around, so don't be surprised if later in the year the Conan Nightly show does go to a weekly type of thing, but he's like one of the last guys out there that can actually interview, so.
Yeah, that's weird.
Young Justice co-creator Greg Wiseman was asked on Twitter about LGBTQLMNOP representation in Young Justice. You know, the cartoon that's coming back.
Please no.
Which had no openly gay characters in its first two seasons.
Oh, please no.
The person who posed the question wanted to know if any gay people would be added for season three. He responded by saying there already are gay characters in Young Justice.
I got nothing.
So I start going down the roster in my head. Who the hell could it be? We know it's not Miss Martian, because she was with Superboy. We know it's not Aqualad, because he had a thing for Miss Martian. We know it's not Flash and Artemis, because they were together. Who am I missing?
It wasn't Flash.
No, Flash was with Artemis. Kid Flash, sorry.
Was it Kid Flash, or was it... Or was it, what's his name? The Arrow. God damn it, what's his name?
I wish I had a soundboard because I would do the, my name is Barry Allen and I'm the fastest man alive drop. But
Yeah, and I'm not. Thanks, asshole.
No, no, Artemis was with Flash, so it's not them. I don't know, but apparently they're like, we're not adding new, there's some are, we just haven't said it. So.
Robin.
Hi.
And that's not Dick Grayson, is it? It's
That's Tim Drake.
Yeah.
No, Tim. The character of Tim Drake is straight because it will. That's according to comic books. Who knows if they'd switch it for TV? Just don't fuck up Young Justice. We've waited for so long to have this fucking show back. Have you seen the new Fox show, The Mick?
No.
This stars Sweet D from It's Always Sunny.
Oh, yeah, it was on the other day. I caught, like, the last part of it.
Okay, apparently they're coming under all types of shit about this. For a six-year-old boy was shown wearing a bondage gag. The boy, who is apparently a tranny, is seen wearing the gag after he burns his tongue licking a hot grill at a Benihana-type restaurant in exchange for $1,000 from his older brother. You know, like one of those stupid brother bets. Another scene showed the boy dressing like a girl and commentating how the dress he's wearing, quote, kind of breezes on my vagina. Another forced scene shows one of the characters awkwardly praising Planned Parenthood, plugging how they provide, quote, healthcare to over 3 million women in this country. So, yeah, it's,
Yeah.
It's that kind of show?
Apparently. Remember, this is the same, Fox is owned by Fox owns Comedy Central, correct?
Yes.
Didn't Comedy Central own Cartoon Network? Or is that Viacom? Yes.
That's Turner. No, Turner owns,
yeah. Okay. So, but...
Maybe they're making fun of those kids, though. I thought it was because they were making fun of the weirdo kids who think they're girls.
That could be. I don't know. That's all I got for TV. It's been just a weird week. We'll go to movies. Possible bad news for the Batman movie. This is the solo movie. Ben Affleck said in an interview that the idea is for him to star and direct in the movie. We already knew that. But development has not been ideal. Quote, it's not a set thing and there's no script. If it doesn't come together in a way I think is really great, I'm not going to do it.
Yes, you are, you motherfucker. You're going to fucking do it.
I was going to say,
you're going to get paid.
You signed the contract. It's kind of a done deal.
You got 8 more.
Exactly.
Greedy bitch.
You know what? Fuck him. Let's go back to Kilmer. Kilmer's in shape right now. Let's do it.
Hell yeah.
All right.
Hell, I'd even take George Clooney.
No, I wouldn't. Fuck him. This is about, the next thing I have is about the Carrie Fisher, what's going to happen with her role in Star Wars. We told you last week that she had already filmed her scenes. Apparently, from what's coming out, she plays a pivotal role in Episode 8, but also has a huge role in Episode 9.
And not anymore.
Well, that's the kind of what we're shooting at here. The 8th film's also meant to... There's supposed to be a confrontation between her and Kylo. And... there's rumors now that they could possibly do the CGI like they did with Rogue One. Another idea being thrown around is to reshoot a lot of the 8th... to kind of alter her role in the 8th movie, but... Or even to cut her stuff out altogether. So, this would mean they'd have to rewrite her story, how her story goes in the 8th episode, so, you know, she doesn't show up in 9. I don't know. They're trying to decide. The people at Disney and Lucasfilm are trying to figure out what to do right now, so.
Just have Kylo kill her.
That's kind of what I was thinking.
Yeah.
It would make sense. Just make him, because there's that, well, there's a chance he could still be good type of thing. And, you know, if he kills both his parents, you know, maybe they can write it in that that's like Snoke's last test for him or some shit like that.
Oh, no, no. Kill her off, of course, and then bring back Harrison Ford. Unless he dies.
Well, now you're just cursing people. Speaking of Star Wars, Episode 7's character, running, panting black guy, John Boyega, I forget the character's name.
Running, panting black guy?
The black guy that ran around a lot with Rey.
Yeah.
Finn,
thank you. He will lead and co-produce Pacific Rim 2. And we already told you that he will be playing the character's, Idris Elba's character's son. So, there's that.
There's that.
Rob Liefeld, who, is he solo creator or co-creator of Deadpool? He's co, right?
I think yes. He's solo creator.
He might be solo creator. He's either co-creator or solo. I'm not sure about it. It's that type of day.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, he's at the center. He just signed a big movie deal. Graham King Fundamental Films, a partner to build movies from the comic book characters he created in what is known as the Extreme Universe. The Extreme Universe covered 9 comic books encompassing more than 100 characters that include Brigade, Bloodstrike, Cybrid, Lethal, Regex, Blood Wolf, Battlestone, Baboom, and Nitrogen. These were, if I remember right, because this was right after Image had launched. And this was kind of an offshoot of Image. It was kind of, you remember how Vertigo was kind of its own thing, but it was still under the DC umbrella?
Yeah.
This is how Extreme Universe was its kind of its own thing, but it was under the Image Comics umbrella. So,
yeah.
Rob Liefeld's getting paid. It's all that matters. Woody Harrelson. Apparently he's the front runner right now to play the mentor to young Han Solo in the upcoming spinoff movie. Tallahassee
I'm all right with
in
that.
Space. Fuck yeah. Space Twinkies. Let's do it.
Snowballs?
Double tap them alien bastards. That's right. All right, yes, I just want to see Zombieland in space. All right, is that
yeah.
That's all I want.
And not Hellraiser in space.
No. Or...
I'm sorry.
Jason... What was that? Jason X?
Jason X.
Jason in space. Yeah. God, that was so bad. Speaking of so bad, segue, motherfucker. Kevin Nash, Luke Gallows, and his wife Amber are some of the wrestlers that are going to star in a movie called Slaw. Don't get ahead of me. You're already doing it. I know you're doing it. Don't get ahead of me. The movie, a parody of the Saw franchise. Where, quote, two foodie brothers kidnap those who ruin their dining experience and kill them, each in their own unique food-related manner.
That is kind of funny.
This has the potential to be hilarious. Will it be?
No.
Probably not.
Is Kevin Smith directing it? Then no.
I don't know if that's a plus for the movie, though, recently. But, yeah, so...
I saw Yoga Hosers.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. That movie's so bad. All right. Next thing I have. Did you like James McAvoy as Professor X?
Yeah.
Meh.
He will be back as Professor X for New Mutants, which means he has re-signed a deal, at least for one movie. So, I'm okay with that. Yeah, he's okay.
Yeah.
One of those things. Oscar-nominated actor Ralph Fiennes and Emmy Award-winning Hugh Laurie have joined Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly in Holmes and Watson. Ugh, fucking hell. This is Sony's comedy take on Sherlock Holmes.
That's going to be a piece of shit.
Yeah. They're trying to do the... Well, they were good in Talladega Nights and Step Brothers. Maybe let's give them Sherlock. Oh, man, why?
Didn't they just make another Sherlock movie, even though I haven't seen the first two?
Talking about the...
Yeah. Iron Man.
Iron Man as Sherlock Holmes?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are okay.
Oh, yeah.
No, Basil Rathbone. Sorry, I'll show my age.
Cumbersnoot Little Snatch? Yeah.
Yes.
Which did premiere. I did watch the new season premiere. And apparently he's related to Conan Doyle.
He is?
They did some genealogy thing on him, and he's distant relation to Arthur Conan Doyle, yeah.
Well, not as good as Elementary.
No.
I don't care if he is related to him.
Johnny Lee Miller is fucking a great Sherlock Holmes. Speaking of great actors, Kevin Costner. Maybe I'm just going to be the only one happy about this news, but in an interview with both Variety Magazine and Vulture in the last few weeks, he announced that he is working on a 10-hour Western.
Was that a boner?
It might have been. Actually, it was like a game notification, but sure, why not? Let's call it that. A 10-hour Western from Kevin Costner.
I'm all right with that.
Yeah, I'm all in. I love Westerns.
You know, I love The Mailman.
Postman?
The Postman, yes.
Yes. I did,
That's
too.
A good movie.
It was really true to the book source material, too.
It got panned, though. It's too long.
He said, fuck you, we're going 10 hours.
He's a good actor.
I think he's directing this as well. Let's just get him and Robert Duvall dressed up as cowboys sitting around bullshitting for 10 hours. That's all I want, really.
And Tom Selleck. Gotta have Tom Selleck.
And Viggo Mortensen. Let's throw Viggo in there.
Oh, my God. Daniel Day-Lewis.
Sam Elliott. Yep.
Shia LaBeouf.
Well, somebody's got to play the...
Weed. The villain?
Yeah, the villain.
Crispin Glover.
Oh, goddamn, that'd be good.
Oh, and that one guy from... Oh, shit. I can't remember.
Fuck it, yeah, throw him in, too.
Yeah, put him on.
The retarded guy from that Adam Sandler movie.
Oh, Taylor Lautner.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, my God.
He's dating Carrie Fisher's daughter, by the way.
Oh, that bastard.
Speaking of, because they showed... did you see her urn?
Yeah, it was a giant Prozac pill.
That's brilliant. I loved it. That was great.
Yeah, that's good.
But yeah, we're going to get a 10-hour Western from Kevin Costner, and I couldn't fucking be happier. All right. The short lists have come out for the Razzie Awards. If you do not know what the Razzies are, they are the Worst Movies of the Year Awards. You want to run through these real quick?
Sure. Yes.
See what you think? Okay, we can do that. Worst prequel, remake, ripoff, or sequel. These are the short lists. These are not final nominations, but Alice Through the Looking Glass, Batman Superman, Blair Witch, Divergent, Allegiant, 50 Shades of Black, which was apparently a ripoff of 50 Shades of Grey, Independence Day Resurgence, Legend of Tarzan, London Has Fallen, My Big Fat Greek Wedding 2, Ride Along 2, Ninja Turtles Out of the Shadows, and Zoolander 2.
Oh,
that's a lot of horrible.
Some of those I haven't even heard of.
I heard all of them except Ride Along 2. Wow, that's a whole lot of just garbage.
That's a bunch of shit right there, bro.
Yeah, but how much money that they throw into this? That's what kills me.
A lot.
Yeah. Worst screenplay, Assassin's Creed, Batman, Superman, Dirty Grandpa, Divergent, Allegiant, 50 Shades of Black, Ghostbusters, worst screenplay, Gods of Egypt, Hillary's America, The Secret History of the Democratic Party for worst screenplay.
Wow.
Independence Day Independence Day Resurgence, Mother's Day, Suicide Squad, and Zoolander 2.
Wow.
If Ghostbusters
Suicide Squad was bad.
It was. It really was. Worst supporting actress, Cassie Davis for Boo, a Madeer Halloweener. Julianne Hough for Dirty Grandpa, Kate Hudson, Mother's Day, Keira Knightley, Collateral Beauty, Helen Mirren, Collateral Beauty, Aubrey Plaza, Dirty Grandpa, Jane Seymour, 50 Shades of Black, Octavia Spencer, Divergent, Allegiant, Cela Ward for Independence Day Resurgence, Kristen Wiig for Masterminds and for Zoolander 2, and Kate Winslet for Collateral Beauty.
I got nothing, man.
Worst supporting actor. Oh, man. Boy, this is just a list. somehow Nicolas Cage got nominated for Snowden. Cumbersnoot Little Snatch for Zoolander 2. Johnny Depp for Alice Through the Looking Glass. Jesse Eisenberg as Lex Luthor. Will Ferrell in Zoolander 2. Jeff Goldblum got nominated for Independence Day Resurgence. Jeremy Irons nominated for both Assassin's Creed and Batman Superman. Jared Leto, Suicide Squad.
Oh,
fuck you.
TJ Miller, Office Christmas Party. Jeffrey Rush, Gods of Egypt. Britton Thwaites, Gods of Egypt. Owen Wilson, Masterminds, Zoolander 2. That's got to be Jared Leto, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was awful.
It was really bad. Worst director. The first one they have listed just makes me laugh. Dinesh D'Souza.
Imagine that.
For Hillary's America, which, it's a documentary. He didn't really direct it. Roland Emmerich for Independence Day. Justin Kurzel in Assassin's Creed. Dan Mazur, Dirty Grandpa. Tyler Perry for Boo Madeer. Alex Parias, Gods of Egypt. Zack Snyder, Batman Superman. Ben Stiller, Zoolander 2. So, let's get the worst actress and worst actor, and then worst picture, and we'll call it a day here. Worst actress, Jennifer Aniston. Mother's
God Day, bless you.
Mother's Day and Office Christmas Party. Marion Cotillard for Allied and Assassin's Creed. Megan Fox, Ninja Turtles Out of the Shadows.
Why do they have to pick on her for?
Because she has a fucked up thumb.
Yeah.
But she's hot. Everybody still there?
Yeah, we're still there.
Put that thumb in her butt.
She got cum on her butt? What'd you say?
I said she's going to put that thumb in your butt.
Okay.
You weren't here when we were trying to get everybody connected, and he was talking about things up butts. So, yeah. Radha Mitchell for The Darkness. Tyler Perry as Madea for Madea Halloween for Worst Actress. Margot Robbie for Legend of Tarzan and Suicide Squad.
Yes.
Julia Roberts for Mother's Day. Becky Turner as Hillary Clinton for Hillary Clinton's secret Democratic bullshit. Naomi Watts for Divergent Allegiance in the movie Shut-In. And Cheyenne Woodley for Divergent Allegiance. Wow, that's a lot of terrible. God almighty.
Wow, that's some shit right there, bro.
Margot Robbie was... What'd you think of her as Suicide Squad?
I think she was just put in there to bend over a lot.
That's kind of what I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. All right, worst actor. Oh, man. The Affleck as Batman. Kevin Bacon.
Wow, really?
Yeah, they got him as worst on here. Kevin Bacon for The Darkness. Gerard Butler, London Has Fallen and Gods of Egypt. Henry Cavill, Batman and Superman are both in worst actor.
Really?
Yeah, Dinesh D'Souza as himself for Hillary's America. Robert De Niro for Dirty Grandpa. Zac Efron for Dirty Grandpa and Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates. Liam Hemsworth for Independence Day. Brad Pitt for Allied. Will Smith for Collateral Beauty and Suicide Squad. Ben Stiller for Zoolander. And Marlon Wayans for 50 Shades of Black. That's Will Smith's category.
Yeah.
Goes, fuck Will Smith. We'll get to that later. Worst picture. Assassin's Creed. Batman Superman.
I heard that's a good movie, though.
I've heard good and bad, so I don't know. Batman Superman, Collateral Beauty, The Darkness, Dirty Grandpa, The Divergent Series Allegiant, 50 Shades of Black, Gods of Egypt, Hillary's America, Independence Day Resurgence, London Has Fallen, Mother's Day, Suicide Squad, and Zoolander 2.
So that's fucked up.
You pick Suicide Squad.
I'm glad Suicide.
Yeah.
I'm glad Suicide Squad's in there.
Yeah, so those are the nominees for the Razzies. That's a lot of terrible, folks. God almighty. All right, let's get to comic book... Ugh, fucking.
Which is funny that they left Ghostbusters out of all but just one.
Yes, I wanted to point that out. Yeah, how did...
I mean, and Dinesh D'Souza, that was an anti-Hillary film.
Yeah.
So, of course, they're going to rip it apart.
Yeah.
It's still it's Hollywood.
It's just funny they were more scared of Ghostbusters than Hillary Clinton.
Yeah. There's so much I just want to say, but I'm not. We just got to keep moving. All right, comic book news. Comic book writer Tom King, was asked what... This is the guy that currently is writing Batman, and he wrote the amazing Omega Men 12-issue run and the Vision for Marvel 12-issue run. If you haven't read those, highly, highly recommend you pick them up. But he was asked what DC character he really wants to write, and he responded, quote, "Can't say because I'm currently working on a new series for the character and it's all a big secret. Shh." So, apparently part of the deal to get him to DC was, hey, not only can you write Batman, but we're going to let you write whatever you want. So, that's awesome. He writes really well. I'm liking his Batman run so far. Took a while to warm up, but it's getting there. And now let's talk Marvel Comics and social justice, shall we?
No.
Do you remember the story we had back a few weeks about Mark Waid?
Yeah.
About how he was gonna flip tables with Trump supporters at conventions. He threatened to do that, remember?
Yeah.
Well, he was told on Twitter to, give it up, because not all of his readers are social justice warriors. And he flipped his fucking lid. Quote, "I carried the title Social Justice Warrior with pride," and pride was in all caps, of course. "You know who else does?" And then all in caps, "Every superhero you love, go away." Christ almighty.
Really?
Yeah. Apparently every superhero is a social justice warrior.
Yes.
Because nothing says social justice like Frank Castle shooting bitches. All right.
That's what I was about to say. Yeah. Punisher?
Yeah. No, not really.
The fucking Punisher. That's great.
Yeah. Someone also asked him about LGBTQ LMNOP representation in Marvel's Champions book that he's writing. This is the young team spinoff that has the new Hulk, Miss Marvel, young Cyclops, Viv Vision, stuff like that. Miles Morales is in it. Are they going to get gay representation? He responded,
"No."
He responded, "I'm working on it, I promise. It's tricky only because I want to do it right. Doing it wrong is immensely damaging."
Oh.
This is why Marvel Comics have shit the bed this entire last year. Sales are down horribly. Horribly down. DC's just running away with it now. Because they've tried to cram all this shit in. And
they're doing a great job.
Actually, if Disney didn't want Marvel for the movies, they would probably sell them.
Yeah.
That's how bad sales have gotten. But Marvel did tease that their next big event will be called Secret Empire and will deal with the new evil Steve Rogers Captain America. Because remember, they had to turn fucking Captain America into an evil Hydra agent, even though he's being brainwashed, but nobody wants this.
Sure.
Nobody wants this. But, yeah.
Nobody does.
Nobody. It's not going to sell. I can tell you now it's not going to sell. They're going to have to shove a shit ton of them into loot crates and shit. Oh, this next story is just fucking horrible. An accomplished San Francisco comic book and nonfiction author who had been published in Marvel and a bunch of other companies was arrested on suspicion of possessing more than 600 child pornography files and uploading the graphic videos to YouTube. Gerard Jones, 59, was arrested after police investigation and suing search warrant at his home in San Francisco's Mission Bay neighborhood. Turned up a host of electronic devices storing more than 600 images. From 1989 to 2001, he wrote comics for Marvel, DC, Dark Horse, Viz Media, Malibu Comics, and others, including Green Lantern, Justice League, Prime, Ultra Force. He's the co-creator of El Diablo from Suicide Squad. He wrote Wonder Man, Elongated Man, The Shadow, Pokemon, and Batman. So, immediate fucking execution. I'm tired of this shit.
Hell yeah.
I don't care if it would get me suspended from Twitter, if you will.
Yeah.
Like a friend we have that said so, but got suspended from Twitter for saying so. Kill these motherfuckers.
Yep.
All right, let's get to wrestling news. Oh my God, Alberto Del Rio. You may be the craziest Dutch motherfucker in the world, but I love it.
All he wants is vagina. That's all he wants.
He proposed to Paige, and they are now engaged.
Good for him.
Absolutely. And then local police confirmed in a report about an altercation involving him and his brother Guillermo, who wrestles as El Hijo de Dos Caras, Saturday morning at a party after a Friday night show in Austria. The report was that after a show Friday night, there was an altercation where the two brothers got into a fight and they beat up a guy so badly he was hospitalized. Police were called and they took them to the station where Alberto and his brother got into a fight with each other. Alberto knocked out his brother, who was taken to the hospital. It took 10 officers to separate them. They put Alberto in zip ties, which he just snapped through.
Sure.
They finally subdued him by putting shackles. You know, they cuffed his feet and his hands, so he couldn't get out. Let's see. Two Mexican nationals were brought to the precinct where they, quote, suddenly start attacking each other, said the 30-year-old was slightly injured, brought to a local hospital to receive treatment during the fight. A wooden desk, a wooden chair, and some plastic filings were damaged, and the floor and walls of the room were stained by splattered blood. Both were temporarily arrested, and after consulting with the local office of the district attorney, charges were filed against both for assault and damage to property. Both men were released on bond. Goddamn Alberto.
Alberto.
Living the dream. WrestleMania 34 is going to be in New Orleans.
The black guy. I mean, wait, what?
Not yet.
Oh.
That's in a couple weeks. We have to do Rumble picks. Bobby Fish has re-signed with Ring of Honor. The Briscoe brothers signed an 18-month contract at the beginning of last year, and their deal will expire in June, so they're trying to get them to re-sign. Christopher Daniels is under a long-term contract with the company, so he'll be around, but it's now... The story says current, but after Wrestle Kingdom, we know now it is former Ring of Honor world champ Kyle O'Reilly. He isn't expected to make a decision on his future due to apparently personal reasons. He does not have an offer from New Japan at this time. His contract with Ring of Honor did expire, but he does have an offer from them. WWE has apparently also expressed interest in signing him. So it looks like he's just kind of floating right now. But he did drop the belt to Adam Cole at Wrestle Kingdom, so...
Wrestle Kingdom, was that a wrestling? What is that?
That was New Japan. New Japan's WrestleMania. With arguably the greatest wrestling match of all time happened. Kenny Omega versus Rainmaker Okada. So...
You bring a most of dishonor to the family. I mean, wait, what?
You know, if I dropped you off in Japan, one of two things would happen.
I'd be a giant red Godzilla.
That's the first one.
Yes.
And two, you would just get mesmerized by the used panty vending machines, and we'd never see you again.
Do they have those?
It's fucking Japan. Yeah. What do you think?
Oh, that's fantastic.
They have dildos that look like tentacles. Yeah, I think they have that. And Vince is now looking on Amazon. Easy.
Calm down.
A judge has dismissed murder charges against Superfly Jimmy Snuka. Basically, not because he's innocent. We know he did it, brudda. But the trial wouldn't be for another 6 months, and they don't think he's going to live that long. So.
Hello?
Okay.
All right. It was just me. I'm so high.
Yep. So they don't think he's going to live 6 months, which makes me really wish I would have took him in the Deadpool. So that's on me that I missed him. Pop TV is joining the rest of the CBS channels and will be going to Hulu. Hulu's getting into the live TV kind of deal. So if you are not, you don't get Pop TV and you haven't been able to watch Impact, but you have Hulu, sometime here shortly you'll be able to watch Impact Wrestling on Hulu. So
that's cool. Right?
Yay.
Speaking of Impact Wrestling, it looks like Brooke Tessmacher is coming back to the company. Jeff Jarrett and Dutch Mantel have returned to TNA in a working relationship as a consultants. The sale has went through. Anthem is now your official owners. Their logos are on the damn turnbuckle pads. And Dixie Carter is officially gone. So here's hoping something happens. The first two leaked names for WWE Hall of Fame this year have been released. Well, they leaked. The first one, Diamond Dallas Page. You think he's Hall of Fame worthy?
Oh, yeah.
I think just for saving Jake the Snake's ass and Scott Hall, he should get in the Hall of Fame. But the second one, I've been saying for 10 years his ass should have been in, Ravishing Rick Rude.
Shit.
Is finally, apparently, going to get into the Hall of Fame. Long,
okay, that's kind of cool.
Long fucking overdue. Let's see. Tommy End has now got his new NXT name. He will be wrestling as Aleister Black, which that kind of fits the character, so that's good. WWE has announced that later this year, they are going to offer offline viewing and downloadable content. Kind of how Netflix has done the deal now where you can watch offline. So WWE Network is moving in that direction. No specific timetable. Should roll out later this year. All right. Sports. The sports ball. UFC. They have hired former ESPN and WWE announcer Todd Grisham to be a part of their broadcast team. They're not saying that this is Mike Goldberg's replacement, but I would put some money that it probably is. Speaking of MMA, Mirko Krokop has announced his retirement at age 42 due to health concerns. Mark Hunt confirms that the main event of UFC 209 will be him versus Alistair Overeem, which means somebody's getting knocked the fuck out. Because you got Alistair Overeem, big black Dutch kickboxer, and Mark Hunt, who's super Samoan. So that'll be just fun to watch.
Hell yeah.
San Francisco 49ers. They gave Colin Kaepernick, you remember him, the knee-taking...
bitch?
Yeah, thank you. It wasn't the word I thought you were going to go for, but yeah, we'll take it. They gave him...
Oh, you thought I was going to say nigger, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. They gave him the Lynn Eshmont Award. This is for being, quote, inspirational and most courageous player on the team. It was decided by the players, which means if I was the owner of the 49ers, I would have an all-new roster next fucking season. That's just... Yeah. So...
Yep.
We still connected, everybody?
Yep.
All right, we got to keep checking. It's a technical difficulties type of situation today.
Sound like robots.
Yeah, I'm sorry for the quality this week. It does just... You're lucky when you're getting a show. All right.
Yeah, they know shit.
The next thing I have is Team USA, go team, beat Team Canada in the World Junior Hockey Championship in overtime. And correct me if I'm wrong, but since we beat Canada in hockey, does this mean we're at war with Canada now?
Yes.
I think so.
Wait, what?
I think the Canadians are going to come kill us all. I got this next one sent to me. And they're like, you have to tell Vince this story.
Oh, shit.
And I was like, son of a fuck. Which is my usual thing for stories I get sent to me.
Sure.
A biological male. You know it's going to be good when those are the first three fucking words. Who identifies as a female, has won a major women's race in the U.S. in what is believed to be a first for cycling.
Wait, what?
Dude ran a women's bike race and won.
10-4.
But he says he's a woman. Jillian.
Yeah.
Bearden. Can't make that can't make that shit up. Was born a male, but identifies as a transgendered woman and has not had sex reassignment surgery. However, while still a biological man, he was able to take part in the event under new rules ushered in by the IOC. He took a victory in the 106-mile race in Arizona over the weekend in a time of 4 hours 36 minutes. He was only 25 minutes behind the men's winner.
I don't understand.
I don't get it. But they also, apparently, according to the IOC, that if a woman identifies as a man, she can take she can do male events.
Well, sure.
That won't happen. You know why? Because they'll lose. But a man who is says he's a woman will have a natural physical advantage. Will win. It's like we talked about that fucking MMA fighter.
Yeah.
That man in a wig that, I'm a woman. I get to punch other women. Yeah, that thing.
I want to be an MMA fighter.
You kind of get the body for it. In a women's division. In a women's division.
Yes.
Just lay and pray. Yeah, I can see you doing that.
Yeah?
Make a just a weird ground and pound. That big red rug is covering that woman. God. Yeah.
It's Andy Kaufman.
Oh, that would be beautiful.
Somebody do something!
I could beat any woman here. Yeah. And you get knocked the fuck out. I actually have two things for video games.
Oh, shit.
Mass Effect Andromeda events. Did you see this?
Yes.
You see the trailer?
No.
It's posted in the Facebook group. Okay. But the trailer was released, and it was also announced that there will not be a season pass for players on this game for DLC.
Oh, shit.
I don't know what any of that means. I know what DLC is. What's season, the season pass, like you pay once and you get everything?
Yes, you pay like an extra $60 and you get the entire season pass.
Ah, well, you're not going to get that this time.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Why not?
Mm, money.
That's great. Well, yeah.
And the next thing I have... I had to double check the story. Because I didn't believe it at first. Ariana Grande.
Oh, my goodness.
Apparently it's a stick that sings. Is that right?
Yes.
She is set to become a recruitable party member in Square Enix's mobile game Final Fantasy Brave Exvius.
No.
The game is a mobile RPG based and published by Square. It's a... fully featured RPG with some light mechanics that allow you to spend money on power-ups and character summons. Throughout the game, you'll be able to recruit and play as various characters from Final Fantasy universe, most of whom you have to be discover by luck, but apparently Ariana Grande is going to be a recruitable party member.
Oh my god.
I
don't understand.
I don't either. This,
but you can't look at her.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't look at her.
Oh man, does that mean like if they redo Parappa the Rapper, can we get like an Eminem cameo?
Yeah.
There's so many things we could... No, I just... last thing I have, and this is kind of just for me, or fighting game people, Injustice 2. We have a release date.
No shit.
May 16th this year. So, yay. Can't wait.
Yay!
Did you have anything for video games, Vince?
I got nothing.
All right, awesome. I have one. I have one thing for music. I don't know. Did you see this short about the social media war between Chris Brown and Soulja Boy?
Soulja Boy.
No, I did not see that.
Apparently, it will be settled in a boxing ring with the help of Floyd Mayweather.
Cool.
Both of them have announced that they have signed on for a 3-round fight that will be televised on pay-per-view and promoted by Mayweather's companies. Apparently, the feud between them stems from Soulja Boy. he liked an Instagram picture posted by Chris Brown's ex-girlfriend. Oh, how the blue hell am I going to say that name?
You can't even say Soulja Boy, right? Florida.
Florida?
Florida.
Damn it, James, you lost your job. Oh, Florida, it'll be okay. Yeah. K-A-R-R-U-E-C-H. What the fuck? Karuchi Tran?
Nigger.
Is apparently the girlfriend, and Soulja Boy liked the picture, and apparently that pissed off Chris Brown, because apparently he didn't beat up this bitch. I don't know. But they're going to fight in a boxing ring.
Chris Brown is allowed a lot of practice. So.
Yeah. My money's
Chris
on
Brown's
going
to beat him.
He beats bitches.
That Asian Soulja Boy.
Soulja Boy?
Is he Asian?
No. He's a black kid.
He is now. Oh, wait. This is going to be black on black violence?
Oh, yeah. Right. We can't have that.
Oh, no, fuck this. This fucking fight's taking place in Chicago. God damn it. We're going to get this right. Excuse me. I'm dying. That's all I have. Short, you have anything?
I wanted to ask Vince if he's heard of that game where you're in hell. It was a Kickstarter game. I saw it on Facebook or something. And it was, I guess, you're in hell and you're a tortured soul and you have to fight your way out.
No.
Nope. I can't remember what it's called.
That's a very good premise for a game. I kind of like that.
Yeah.
I have to find it.
I could get into that.
But I do have David Bowie apparently received news that he was terminal 3 months before he died.
Sadly, that doesn't surprise me. Yeah.
And also, sadly, Janet Jackson gave birth to a son at age 50.
With Down syndrome.
Oh, really?
Sorry.
Really?
Too soon?
At least there's no weird Uncle Michael. Oh, God, can you imagine Uncle Michael? Oh, that's just... Oh, that could be bad. Everybody still there? Hello?
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 Okay, I'm here, you're here. I think we lost Short.
Damn.
I'm here.
Hey, you're here! Hey, welcome back!
We're all here!
Alright! I love technical difficulties. Alright, because I was making a creepy Uncle Michael joke. Alright.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. So that was all you had, Mr. Short?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it is time. Right. We are bringing back New Year. It's time to bring back Song of the Week contest.
Yay!
Tim, this is your part of the show. I know you're listening to win. So.
I found the game. It's called Agony.
Agony.
My Playway.
Hell yeah.
Well, Vince will look that game up for sure while we are...
Hell yeah.
While we are... Song of the Week, send your I want movie the song's from and composer. And no cheating like Shazam or that shit. If you're a kid of a kid, if you're a man of a certain age, like say our age, you should be able to get this within 10 seconds at least of what movie it's from. You may have to do some searching on who the actual composer is. But
who is Ice? Vanilla Ice.
God damn it. Wow. I gotta get a new one. All right. All right. So, Song of the Week. Send your guesses.
As it were.
To inconclusivebreakdown@gmail.com. And we'll see if anybody can beat Tim.
Yeah.
Or
yeah, beat Tim.
We'll have two winners because it'll be Tim and somebody else. So, all right. So here is your Song of the Week.
It's Mike from the Midnight Jury. Join myself and my co-hosts, Adam, Cal, and Sydney, as we bring to you the best in 80s and 90s pop culture, pro wrestling, and horror movies. You can join in the conversation on Facebook and Twitter, and we are available at our home at WLWstudios.com, along with the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and TuneIn Radio. Forget about Blu-ray, forget about iPhones, and forget about flat-screen TVs, and travel back with us to the last old-school generation when it was all about Walkmans, arcades, and malls. Once again, that's The Midnight Jury, available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, and our home at WLWstudios.com.
Hey, you. Yeah, you over there. If you're into professional wrestling, heavy metal music, and getting hammered, Neckbreaker Podcast was designed just for you.
Wrestling headlines, metal panels, and guest interviews with past alumni, including Suffocation, Eric Bischoff, Hammerfall, Chris Jericho, and many more.
Grab a 30 rack and listen to Neckbreaker on iTunes, the Shining Wizards Network, Stitcher Radio, the Blast Syndicate, or just grab the episodes right now from neckbreaker.net. Cheers and beers.
What?
What's up, everybody? It's the Impact player, Mr. Phil Ray, inviting all of you to join myself and my co-host, Kid Human, as we are from the current to the way back, the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, live every Friday at 9 p.m. on RantEMRadio.com, part of the Shining Wizards Network. You can go get our stuff at TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com, Stitcher, iTunes, Audio Boom, GeekLifeRadio.com, and search Turnbuckle Throwbacks on the TuneIn app.
If you're looking for hot, wet, sizzling wrestling talk, you need to listen to the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. Sport hot studs from New Jersey, guaranteed to satisfy your cardinal wrestling desires. Listen to them on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audio Boom, and the Shining Wizards Network. Visit them at ShiningWizards.com. It's wrestling talk. Ooh, and talk about wrestling.
And we're back. It is now time for our top 10 list this week. Top 10 people we do not want to see in TV or movies this year. Mr. Short, now that you have your microphone fixed, would you start us off with your number 10, please?
I went with Kristen Stewart.
Oh, that's a good pick. Any particular reason?
I just don't like her.
That's a good enough reason for me. Vince,
your number Taylor Swift.
Really?
Yeah, I don't want to see her. She's stupid.
Wow.
I know.
All right.
Okay.
I want to fuck her though still.
Well, yeah. You just don't want to see her on TV or movies. You'd rather see her in different things. Okay.
Right.
In his closet.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Tied up and yeah. My number 10, I cheated and put two, but they're almost the same person. D-Ray or Sean King?
Oh, yeah.
Also known as Talcum X.
I don't know them.
These are Black Lives Matter people that always get on TV and blame Whitey. So I don't want to see them. Number 9.
Matthew McKinda Gay.
Oh. All right. Why?
I think he's a terrible actor.
He's really good in the movie Killer Joe. Just watch that movie and you'll never look at a piece of fried chicken the same way. I recommend that movie. It's not with kids around, though.
I like fried chicken.
Yeah, you might still after this. I don't know. Venture number 9.
Charlize Theron.
Yeah, I can see that. You're going to see her, though, because she's in the Fast and Furious movie.
Yay.
But, yeah. My number 9, I got Miley Cyrus.
Wow.
I just...
Yeah,
you're worthless. Number 8.
Anthony Anderson.
Ooh, no more Blackish.
No.
None at all.
All right, Vince?
Seth Rogen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got Beyonce, number 8.
Yeah.
So, all right, number 7.
Tyler Perry.
Oh, come on now.
No more Medea. I can see that.
It's annoying.
Vince, I'm afraid you're number 7.
Jonah Hill.
If you got Seth Rogen, you gotta have Jonah Hill.
Yeah, I really don't like these people.
My number 7, every single Kardashian and everybody related with it.
Oh, that ain't no shit.
Get your hat and coat and get the fuck out. Yeah. All right, number 6.
Tim Allen.
Really?
He's just kind of done.
That's surprising. Vince.
Anne Hathaway.
Yeah, I can see that.
I really can't stand that bitch.
Yeah.
You know who else I hate? The bitch from Bones. Actually, I hate that show.
Wait.
Yo.
You hate Bones?
I really do.
As in the character, or you hate the actress?
Both.
All right.
Keep going.
My number 6, since he said he wants to cleanse the world of Trump supporters, I don't want to see Will Smith in shit.
Oh, might be higher on the list.
All right, number 5.
Angelina Jolie.
That's a good pick. I like
that. Oh, man, no shit, dude.
Vince.
Shailene Woodley. I hate that bitch.
Speaking of bitches I hate, I got Alec Baldwin at number 5. But considering who's president now, it's probably going to see him a lot more on TV, goddammit.
Yeah.
Number 4.
Tom.
You broke out. Say again.
Tom.
Top. But.
God. One more time.
Did the button pop?
Tom?
Yeah. We got that part.
Cruise.
Oh!
Cruise.
The mini missile. All right. Yeah, but you know you're going to get him in the Mummy movie. But yeah, he's... I can see that. Vince, you're number 4.
Miley. Cyrus.
Uh-huh. We've seen all you have to offer. Literally.
Yes, yeah. Put it up.
Yeah. My number 4. No more Obama on the TV. Either
Please.
One of them. I saw the U-Hauls in front of the big white house, so off to Chicago you go.
Yeah.
Number 3.
Hugh Grant.
Ooh.
Wow.
Even if he's not doing a black tranny hooker?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Only if he's
doing black tranny hooker. Vince, your number 3.
My number 3 is the Kardashians.
Okay.
And anyone involved with them.
Yes.
In fact, nuke LA. I'm just saying. We have people. Like we it. Don't. Just keep going.
All right, fine. My number 3. There was a terrible picture posted in our Facebook group. Michael Moore is my number 3.
Oh,
yeah.
And you know we're going to see him on TV a lot more. I don't want to see it. So that Rosie O'Donnell look-alike. Just yeah. Number 2.
Sandra Bullock.
Ooh. I used to think she was hot back in the day, though. But
no.
Then she started opening her mouth and she hit that Ashley Judd syndrome. We're like,
yeah.
Your body looks good, but oh my God, shut the fuck up. Yeah.
Kind of like Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah, I guess. I never really thought she was that hot, but okay. Vince, number 2.
Will fucking Ferrell.
Oh.
Yeah.
I fucking hate Will Ferrell. I've always hated Will Ferrell. Fuck Will Ferrell. He's not funny. God damn it.
But how do you really feel?
God.
Speaking of not funny, that leads to my number 2. Amy Schumer.
Oh.
Yeah.
You worthless toe rag. And it's not just because your political views, even though that's a major reason. It's because you're a joke thief.
Right? Yes. Yes.
Oh, number one.
Mine is Nicolas Cage.
What? You do understand this is the don't want to see list, right?
Yeah, I do.
And you don't want to see Nicolas Cage?
I don't.
Oh. But what about those action figures that I showed you? The bees, not the bees!
Yeah. I'll melt them.
I'll melt them. If you turn into Sid from Toy Story, you sick bastard. Vince, you're number one.
Will Smith.
Yeah. I understand why. Anybody got a guess as to my number one?
Lena Dunham.
Hey, the sister fister. All right. Hey, like, yeah, that was a hard guess.
Nobody said Melissa McCarthy?
No.
Nobody said Mark Wahlberg either.
Yeah, because I thought about it. Awesome.
You are high as a kite.
Always.
Wahlberg's a good guy. Come on.
He's a fuck.
Melissa McCarthy's a good guy. Come on. Paul Feig, the Ghostbusters director, hell of a lady. It's just...
Oh my.
Speaking of, that's another one I wouldn't mind not seeing again. Oh, listener question time. Would you ever name a child after someone from your favorite movie, music group, or video game? Who and why?
I don't know.
Bart Simpson.
You would name a kid Bart. I can see that.
I tried.
You tried?
She said no.
Yeah. Kind of have to have both agree on that one, yeah. I did name my brother after Bret the Hitman Hart. So, I mean, technically not my kid, but... So.
Well, if that's the case, I named Daniel. His middle name's Christopher after Christopher Robin.
Nice.
That explains so very much.
I love Winnie the Pooh. I really do.
Yeah, you do. Would you do this for multiple kids? And would you use the same movie, band, or game, or a different one?
Well, I was looking at names for the new baby, mm-hmm. and I found out that there was a character named Natalie and a character named Violet on The Simpsons already.
Oh.
So both my kids are from The Simpsons.
So your next one will be...
Lisa.
Nelson.
We suggested that already.
Ah. Nelson Frank Short.
I like it.
Ha ha Glavin. Yes. I like that. Actually, if I had a whole mess of kids, I would name them all after the Wu-Tang Clan. RZA and Jizza, and the last one would be the old dirty bastard. Actually, probably they would all be bastards, but that's a whole nother story. Of
wait, wait. Shut, no, never mind.
I know where you're going. Shut up. Quiet, you. Let's see. Next question. With all the ways to watch TV over the air, how long until we have a NFL network or ESPN type of over-the-air sports network? That seems to be the only thing missing making cable cord cutting worthwhile for some people.
Oh, well, there is an easy way to get that. Quit fucking watching it, you mongoloids.
Well, I see what the question is. Do you think we'd get an all sports network for over
no.
the air?
No.
I don't think so because contracts.
Yeah.
You're talking major TV money contracts. But there is... I did get one down here. I forget what it was, but it covered a bunch of college sports. I used to get it. I don't get it now because, you know, fucking wind blows a different way. It messes up the signal. But it would really have to do with TV contracts to do that. So probably not for the foreseeable future. All right, it is time for our Super Fight question of the week. This is brought to you by the Super Fight card game. A boy band that is afraid of water and has a beard made of bees versus an army of 10 Forrest Gumps that are all armed with a kitten cannon.
Forrest Gump.
Yeah, Forrest Gump.
Yeah, I got to go with Forrest. You can't argue with that. So
Forrest Gump's not afraid of water.
No, he's not.
Jumps right in, that motherfucker. He would
just jump right in, yeah.
Yeah.
Next question. Since Disney owns it now, can or should Princess Leia be considered a, quote, Disney princess and be included in such said products?
Can, yes. Should, no.
I agree with that.
Yeah, it's too late.
Yeah.
They got it late.
Yeah.
But she's not really a princess now. Wouldn't she be? Wouldn't she be a queen? Because she pretty much was the heir to the throne since everybody died on
Alderaan.
Yeah, Alderaan.
Yeah, she doesn't have a. Her kingdom is gone, so she's nothing.
Looking for love in all the wrong places.
No, sing it right, damn it. It's Whoopin' Panub.
Whoopin' Panub.
That's one of Eddie Murphy's best skits. I don't care. I love buckwheat. Next question. If your child committed a crime and wanted your help to hide, would you hide them or turn them in? Would the extent of the crime sway your decision?
No. Yes.
Yeah, probably.
Nah, I wouldn't. I'd turn him in.
You're a bastard.
Absolutely. You fucked up. Own up to it. That's just how it is.
That's why white people are failing, man. No snitches. Snitches get stitches.
That's right. Weirdest place you have slept and wasn't on purpose.
Answer that one, Justin.
Slept in alleyways and dined on pork and beans.
No.
Weirdest place, not weirdest person, ass.
Oh. I tried.
I knew where you
were. I fell asleep on a ladder.
Please tell me it was vertical.
Yeah.
Awesome. How? Okay, how?
I think I was waiting on my dad to do something. And I just got kind of comfortable on the ladder, and I just fell right asleep. Like my feet on the bottom, you know, and I was holding on, and I just fell asleep.
Like a cat in a tree.
Yeah.
Vince, was the weirdest place you've slept?
I don't know. I don't really have a weird place. I've always pretty much... A truck.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've slept in my car.
In a plow truck. I've slept in a plow truck.
I fell asleep in the paint booth at work.
That does not surprise me in the very least at all. My weirdest place? Other people's houses. Let's say that. All right. Quit your giggling. I hate
it. Oh, that's funny.
Your guilty pleasure show. What do you watch that you would consider your guilty pleasure?
I don't know.
I don't. Guilty pleasure.
Yeah.
Gay midget porn.
Show, not movie. Every time I like try to watch Maury, I just, my hatred for the human race grows, so I don't try to do that.
Yeah.
Bark. The dog's barking at something. Quiet, you. That'll do it.
Good job.
Thanks.
How It's Made?
That show, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't feel bad for watching anything.
I don't either.
I feel bad for watching my daughter fucking paint her nails and the goddamn fingernail polish is tipped over. Thank you.
Alright, I fixed the dog. Good problem. Yeah, I don't have a guilty pleasure show. I have to pull this up because somebody sent me Trivia Questions Simpsons version for Mr. Short.
Oh my.
Now, I have, I think, 5 or 6 questions here, Mr. Short.
Woo.
Okay. Sorry.
And we will see if you know these. There are only 2 characters on The Simpsons that have 5 fingers. Who are they?
God.
Yes, that's one.
And, oh shit, who was the other one? Was it Jesus?
Yes. Very nice. Right. God and Jesus were the only ones. How many children does Cletus and Brandine have?
It's like 6, I think.
Correct answer is 44.
44?
Yes.
Jesus.
No, he has 5 fingers. All right. How old is Ned Flanders?
42.
60.
That was a guess. All right. 60?
Yeah.
Wow.
What is Comic Book Guy's real name?
Oh, fuck. I can't remember.
Apparently, it's Jeffrey Albertson.
Yeah.
But I always thought it was Lewis Lane. But apparently, it's Jeffrey Albertson.
Hey, I did not know that.
Okay. Let's see. Who is the only character to have dialogue in every episode?
Bart Simpson.
No, Homer.
Oh, okay.
What state is Springfield in? This has been confirmed by Matt Groening.
Really?
Yes.
I have no idea.
Matt Groening has revealed that the Simpsons live in Springfield, Oregon.
Huh. I thought it was like a joke to never reveal it.
Yeah. But no, apparently. Okay. What character was originally black, but it was changed?
Mo.
No.
I don't know.
Smithers.
Really?
Was originally black, yes.
Huh.
So that was Simpsons Trivia with Mr. Short.
I did terrible.
Yep. all right. Would you rather be sent 500 years into the past or 500 years into the future? Regardless of your choice, you stay in the same geographic location. So where you're at right now, 500 years into the past or 500 years into the future?
Past.
You're going into the past. So that
sure.
Would be...
It's like 1500s?
Yeah. 1500s. So I'm pretty sure there's nobody around here except for Indians.
Yeah, I think you'd stick out.
Yeah, but I can make beads like a motherfucker.
Yeah, but Christopher Columbus, you know, I was like 1492.
Yeah, so you would have been like 20 years.
But that was still on the East Coast, though.
Yeah. So, yeah, you'd be the only white man with the Indians.
If we knew more about that era.
I'd have to go into the future.
Yeah, I'd say probably.
Because I figure future. 500 years in the future from now, we're either a Canadian territory or it's complete Blade Runner style. So
where you are is going to be in the ocean. Or in a sinkhole.
That sinkhole would probably, there's probably going to be like a 100-mile-wide sinkhole. That's could happen. Yeah. So, okay. Let's see here. Okay, I'm guessing you have thoughts about the Chicago bullshit. This is the attack on a white man who was kidnapped, and it was streamed on Facebook Live by multiple black people yelling, "Fuck white people, fuck Donald Trump," as they just tortured the fuck out of this poor guy, mentally handicapped.
Yeah.
They, like, shaved his head, they, like, cut his scalp, and just...
They tied him up and...
Yeah, they had told him he was coming over for a party, and they kidnapped him. They were taunting the family of the guy. They have been arrested. 4 people have been arrested. At first, the Chicago cops didn't want to say it was a hate crime. They said it was just a prank. And then...
Just a prank, bro.
Yeah, then it came... People went like, no, fuck you. That's retarded. It's a hate crime. And then they... Okay, fine, it's a hate crime, but not for how you think. Then this is how they actually charged it. The reason it's a hate crime is because he was mentally handicapped, not because he was white.
Oh, that's stupid.
But they're saying, well, they did it because he was handicapped, but yelling, fuck white people, fuck Donald Trump.
It's time to start playing cowboys and niggers, boys.
And apparently, you remember, this has been long time ago, how there were pictures of black women on Twitter and stuff wiping their ass with the American flag.
Yeah.
Saying, fuck your country. One of the women arrested was in one of those pictures, wiping her flag with the, or wiping her ass with the American flag.
Fuck yeah.
So, we've said it's gonna get bad.
What? Did they ever say the reason they picked that guy?
I haven't heard.
Because he was the weak one out of the herd, and that's how they fucking work. They work in fucking packs. If you see a pack of them, fucking run. I'm not kidding. It's not.
I do. That's why I live in Morristown.
God damn. People are just fucking. No, it's okay. I don't know.
It's just going to get worse until something major happens.
Yeah.
And it's not. Listen, not all white people are racist, not all black people are racist. It's just your fringe elements are getting emboldened, let's say.
Yeah, they're doing a good job.
To where they think they can just act out because maybe people in the media and Hollywood and politicians are telling them to do so. But, yeah, it's going to get worse, and I think they should be publicly executed. Live stream that shit on Facebook and say, look, you're going to act like this? This is what happens.
Yep.
And make it absolutely brutal and make them suffer and send a message.
Well, I think a lot of it was because they think they're untouchable.
Right. Nothing happens.
Yeah, they're like, I'm not racist, I'm black. I can't be racist, I'm black.
Yeah, can't be racist against white people. But yeah, so...
White people are evil.
Yeah, we're evil whitey.
Yeah.
Yeah, keep thinking like that. That's how Trump got elected. You know, you call everybody one thing, that's how, you know... But it's going to take something really bad, and then all shit's just going to break loose, so...
It's going to get worse.
Yeah, and I'm sick of saying it, but man, each week just proves me right. Speaking of thoughts, what are your guys' thoughts on the shooting at the airport in Fort Lauderdale?
CNN made the guy whiter.
Yes, they did.
Did you notice that?
They cropped the fucking picture and they lightened him. Yes, they did. Fuck CNN.
Isn't that funny?
They cropped out his Islamic scarf and his ISIS hand gesture. Yeah.
There's a thing on, I gotta scroll up, hold on. The Washington Post. And it said the suspect claimed the government was controlling his mind.
Yeah, they're really going hard with the mental aspect of this, but I've only seen it reported a couple places that apparently he told them that ISIS had forced him to do this.
Yeah, his name is Esteban Santiago. He's 26 years old. He's an Iraq war veteran.
Yeah, he was living in Anchorage. He took a one-way ticket to Fort Lauderdale, checked his gun. His gun was checked in luggage, picked up his bags at the carousel baggage claim. There you go. That's words I'm looking for.
Yay!
Went into the bathroom, loaded it, came out and started shooting. And said, ISIS told him he had to do it.
Killed 5 people in 80 seconds.
Yeah.
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Just keep your head on a swivel.
Isn't that funny?
It's fucking frightening. And speaking of, we got a did you see this story sent in? This is another horrible story that people send to me. A soldier is recovering in a hospital after suffering from severe facial injuries during an attack by a gang in Philadelphia over the army jacket he was wearing. Did you see this?
No.
Uh-uh.
While attending the annual Mummers Parade in Philadelphia on, this was last Sunday, I believe, a group of men made derogatory comments about his jacket. This was his mother told the news. At the time, he, his mother, and girlfriend were walking through Philadelphia after the parade when one of the men hit him. The other 10 to 15 men then jumped in and began attacking him. He's got to get plates in his jaw and his mouth will be wired shut for the next 8 weeks, his mother said. He was due for deployment in 2 months. So.
That's awesome.
Attacked in a pack.
I told you.
Because he was wearing an army jacket.
Yep.
Who were the people that attacked him?
Who do you think?
Oh.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of friends in Philadelphia, a lot of listeners, and a lot of good people. And just fucking stay safe. Just
yeah, no shit.
It's,
were the people affiliated with any group or anything, or just a group?
BLM is their letters. They're not saying that, but it's hard to say. You know, I mean, was it a white guy they beat? Yeah. So, I don't know. What are your guys' thoughts on this? Oh, I saw this. Or I sent this to you guys. California taxpayers will be funding a convicted murderer's sex change operation.
Now, they did do it, though, didn't they?
What do you mean?
Hadn't they already done it?
They're getting ready to, I believe.
Okay, they're getting ready. Okay, I thought they did it already.
It calls itself Shiloh Heavenly Quine, 57, who is serving a life sentence for murder. There's no possibility of parole. They're not getting out. Will be receiving sex reassignment surgery and will be transferred to a women's prison. The state of California will cover much of the funds required for the operation with taxpayer money, which will be the first to take place under a new California standard. He, who was born Rodney James Quine, killed a man in 1980 and stole his car during a drug and alcohol-fueled rampage. Reported that Farida Bayeg, the daughter of the victim, Shadid Ali Bayeg, legally petitioned to block the surgery but was unsuccessful. Quote, My dad begged for his life, and now I'm helping pay for his surgery. It's kind of a slap in the face, she said. The Department of Corrections spokeswoman said that the Eighth Amendment provides for medically necessary treatment for inmates.
I didn't think that was...
Exactly. Medically necessary.
Okay, that doesn't make any sense whatsoever, but hey, whatever.
With taxpayer money.
Maybe his dick is an alien and he thinks it's going to take over his body, so it's medically necessary to remove it.
I think it would be medically necessary, since he's in for life. He's not getting out. It, possibly medically necessary to detach his head.
Yeah, good one.
Sure.
Then you don't have to worry about it. And I think the victim's family might be okay with that.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's... I don't understand. The world is going insane.
Whatever.
And it's just going to get worse. That's all I have for this week. You guys have anything?
Nope.
Okay, no. Good answer. Thank you, everybody, for listening to this week's show. You can reach us by email and send in your guesses for Song of the Week at inconclusivebreakdown@gmail.com. We are on Facebook, facebook.com/inconclusivebreakdown. We also have a fan group. Love for everybody to join that. We are on Twitter for now, at inconclusivepod. I am on there, at cyborgsumo. We're on Gab, at inconclusivepod. You guys are also on Gab?
Yes, at outshiner665.
At Short Timmy.
Mr. Short on Instagram, at?
Short Timmy.
Absolutely. If you wouldn't mind, please subscribe and leave us a review on iTunes. Make sure you tell all your friends about the show. Try to get us as many downloads as listeners as possible to try and get the message across to keep your head on a fucking swivel, apparently. World's yeah. Gone crazy. Just be safe. Goddamn.
You can do it.
You need to do it or something. But all right. I think that's it for me this week. Thank you to everybody for listening.
Yeah.
And we will talk to everybody next week. Bye.
Yeah, bye.
All right, I got my timestamp rope.
Yeah. All right, that was painful.
That was fucking
it was.
God-awful. All right, I guess I get to start editing now.
Yay!
Yay! Mumble better be back next week.
It's up. It's up now.
Okay.
Sorry, I was trying to remember while you were talking. So.
Next week, you want to do... Hold on, let me pull it back up. I have... one note's taken forever. Hold on. Celebrities you want at a dinner party. You want to do that one?
Yeah, that sounds fun.
All right, we can do that. That works. All right, I'll talk to everybody later.
I love you.
All
right. Yeah, you better love me. Bye.
Bye. Yes, I'm fucking done with my podcast.